In this session, we are going to look at how we determine whether a company is close for corporation tax purposes. A close company is a company which is resident in the UK and is controlled by either 5 or fewer participators, or any number of directors who are also shareholders. Participators in this context mean shareholders. Consequently, in the UK, most private companies are close. We must also look carefully at the rules regarding associates. When determining the level of ownership by one particular shareholder, we must also include shares owned by his or her associates. The rules for associates are very similar to those which apply in determining whether companies are associated with each other. For close company purposes, associates include the individual's immediate family. That will include spouse, brothers and sisters, parents, and remoter forebear, i.e. grandparents, etc., and children, and remoter issue, i.e. grandchildren. Associates also include business partners, but not fellow directors of the same company. So I would be associated with somebody I'm in partnership with, but not somebody where I am a fellow director of the same company. Individuals are associated with trustees of trusts set up by the individual or any of his immediate family, and with his nominees. A nominee is simply an individual who owns a share on behalf of someone else. Take a look at the example on the screen. Julie invites a number of people round for dinner. Which of them are associated with her? Make your choice and select continue when you are ready. Julie will be associated with her sister, but not her sister's husband. The associated persons rules do not extend to in-laws. She is not associated with her cousin, and she is not associated with her uncle. She will be associated with her business partner and with her grandmother, but not her investment advisor. Take a look at the screen. Here we have a company, Reynolds Limited, which is owned by Tim, Judith and Alison. Judith is Tim's wife, and Alison is Tim's daughter. Is Reynolds Limited a close company? Tick yes or no, and select continue when you are ready. The answer is yes, because all of the company is owned by 5 or fewer participators. Take a look at the example on the screen. Here we have EastEnders Limited, which is owned by various members of the cast. The directors of the company are shown with a red asterisk against them. Is EastEnders a close company? Tick yes or no and select continue when you are ready. Let us take a look at the solution. The 5 largest shareholders, that is, by their shareholding and not by their weight, are Phil, Pauline, Dot and Pat, who all own 11%, and Terry, who owns 6%. These individuals are also the directors. This adds up to 50%. That is not control, as we need more than 50% to obtain control. Therefore, the company is not close. If Gary, who owns 5%, is appointed as a director of the company, does the company become close? Tick yes or no and select continue when you are ready. The answer will be yes, as now 55% of the company is owned by the directors. The company is therefore controlled by the directors, and it is therefore a close company. Take a look at the next example. Trotter's Independent Traders Limited is owned as follows. Derek Trotter owns 20%. Rodney, his brother, owns 7%. Albert Trotter, his uncle, owns 5%. Boyce owns 10%. Marlene, Boyce's wife, owns 3%. Trigger owns 6%. And Cassandra, Rodney's girlfriend, owns 4%. The remainder of the company is owned by 45 separate individuals, totaling 100%. Is the company close? Tick yes or no and select continue when you are ready. Let us take a look at the solution. The top 5 shareholders are Derek, Boyce, Albert, Trigger and Cassandra. Remember that under the associates rules, we must include Rodney's holding in with Derek's, and we must include Marlene's holding in with Boyce's. As the top 5 shareholders own 55% of the company, this is control, and therefore the company is close. Taking a look at one final example. Bill and Ben are brothers. Bill owns 100% of Flower Limited, and Ben owns 100% of Pot Limited. Are the companies close? Tick yes or no and select continue when you are ready. The answer is yes, as both companies are controlled by just one person, which is five or fewer, and therefore they are both close companies. Are the companies associated with each other? Think carefully about the rules and tick yes or no. Select continue when you are ready. Let us take a look at the solution to this. As we can see here, Bill and Ben are brothers, and they each wholly own their own companies.
What we must bear in mind is that under the provisions of Section 451 of CTA 2010, we must apportion holdings between associates. What does that mean?
We must apportion Ben's holding in Pot to Bill. That therefore means that Bill controls both Flower and Pot, and also we must apportion Bill's holding in Flower to Ben, which also means that Ben controls both Flower and Pot. That would mean, therefore, in the absence of any special rules, that those two companies would be associated with each other even though Bill and Ben's companies may have nothing to do with each other. They would simply be associated because they are controlled by fellow family members. However, extra statutory concession C9 will ignore the apportionment rules provided the two companies are not commercially interdependent. Putting this into the context of an example, let us say that Flower Limited makes furniture and Pot Limited sells furniture. If Pot Limited only sold furniture produced by Flower Limited and Flower Limited only supplies furniture to Pot Limited, there would be commercial interdependence. Pot is totally dependent upon Flower for its supplies, and Flower is totally dependent on Pot for its market. If, however, Flower only sold furniture to Pot, but Pot bought furniture from loads of different suppliers and was not dependent upon Flower, then there may not be commercial interdependence. It is not a straightforward test, as the companies do not need to be dependent on each other in the same way or to the same extent. Ultimately, it will all depend on all the facts. The revenue will not just confine themselves to consideration of trading transactions, they will also look at the administration and directorship of the companies, the premises used, and other arrangements entered into, such as intercompany loans. Certain companies will not be close companies. Firstly, non-resident companies. Secondly, registered friendly or industrial societies, building societies, and life assurance companies. Thirdly, companies controlled on or behalf of the Crown. Fourthly, companies controlled by open companies. Open companies are simply those which are not close companies themselves. Finally, quoted companies with substantial public interest. Let's consider quoted companies with substantial public interest in more detail. The exception applies to a company that is quoted on the stock exchange and has had dealing in its shares in the last 12 months. In addition, the public must hold at least 35% of the votes, and the principal members must hold less than 85%. The public is defined as including any non-close company, open pension funds, and shares held by persons other than principal members. Directors, their associates, and companies they control can never be included as members of the public. The principal members are the five biggest shareholders who hold at least 5% of the voting power in the company. Where there is a tie to be the fifth biggest shareholder, then we include six, or whatever higher number of principal members is necessary. That concludes the lecture on close company definition.